Last time you were in here was after the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
Which was unbelievable. What happened after the Seahawks game?
That's the age-old question, I guess. That's the question I've been just mulling over in my head, too. Kind of what happened. And, you know, I guess what happened was I wasn't ready. I think I played pretty good in Seattle. I played my butt off to the point that I was probably sore for the next 2-3 weeks. you know, I think we all can admit, no matter what you do to get prepared to play in a football game or practice, is nothing like actually doing it. And for me, all the running I was doing and all the lifting I was doing, I thought I was ready. And at the Seattle game, I was physically exhausted. My body was, it felt like I had ran a marathon, you know, or a half marathon. My legs were sore. The next week I go to Minnesota. I'll give you a breakdown. The next week I go to Minnesota. I get hurt in the first half, end up having a bone bruise in my knee. Same knee. I don't know what's wrong at that point. I'm just like, something doesn't feel right, you know? And so, hurt that knee, missed the whole second half. That whole week, we don't even think I'm going to dress, practice, play, anything. You know, I battle back, kind of, you know, go through the motions. I practice. Monte Nichols gets the start. And the whole week, I'm thinking, heck, I'm not even going to dress. You know, I'm going to New Orleans. It's my birthday. Man, I don't even get to play this week. So I'm mentally just like, man, you know, I ain't even going to get to play. I'm hurt. Man, I got to get healthy. And Monte gets knocked out first quarter. And I have a baseball hat on. And I'm like, you know, I throw my hat off, put my helmet on, first play. Ingram breaks. I get shook, missed the tackle. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this. And so through the course of that game, just really not being healthy, I think I played probably the worst game I've ever played in my career.